Kol Yisrael. That because of Yeshua, the moon came down. Rashi zeh Yeshua. Sha'ale Moshe. At Chumei Yahar. Shenema v'yokim Moshe v'yishua Moshasa. V'yal Moshe l'har. Sinai. V'imtun lo Yeshua Shom. Kol mem yoyim. Shenema v'yishma Yeshua as kolom. L'madnu. Shloi hoi imohim. V'yishom hoi yorid lo imon. Kineke kol Yisrael. And at that place where Moshe was, like from there, that place is where Mon came down. Mon came down, can never call Yisrael. So, Ksiv Hocha Ish says here, by Ish, O Ksiv Hosom, Kach Lachos Yeshua Benun, Ish Asher Ruach Boy. As it says here, Lechem Abirim Ochel Ish. So, who is this Ish that ate this Mon? It goes on Yeshua. But it says in the other passage in Bamidbar, that Kach Lachos Yeshua Benun, Ish Asher Ruach Boy. Fred Gemar V'yema Moshe, maybe the passage means, in Tehillim, that Lechem Abirim Ochel Ish goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, Tichsiv V'ho'ish Moshe Onov Moid, that Moshe was a big Onov, have the Gemara know, Donan Ish Meish, it says here in our Pasuk, Lechem Abirim Ochel Ish, and it says by Yeshua, Kach Lechos Yeshua Benun Ish, says Ish Ish, V'ein Donan Ish Mevo Ish, Mashekin by Moshe doesn't say the word Ish, it says V'ho'ish, so V'ho'ish we don't learn out from Ish. Even though there wouldn't be another pasuk, you could. But now that we have a pasuk, Ish Ish, it's better to learn out that Ish means Yeshua. Right? Yeshalu Tamida Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Nifneima lo yorad lehem lo Yisrael mon pam achas bashona. How come the Abish had to bother himself every single day? The mon came down, and Kleisla had to bother himself every single day to collect the mon. The Abish should have been nicer to them. Let at one time the mon come down, a big package for the whole year's worth of mon, and fantastic. They'll take it home once and they'll have it stored up with them, and they'll be happy and the Abish will be happy. Why does Hashem have to matriach himself so much every single day to make them come and collect it? Is Omalem Yenten back Poshit? Em Shalachom Moshe Loma Dabadoima. I'll give you an example. What is Doima to? Le Melech Bosavadom. You have a regular king. Sheyesh Loi Ben Echod. He has one son. Postak Loi Mizmoisa Pamachas Bashona. So he gave his son at the beginning of the year, it's a $50,000 check. This is it for the year. Don't bother me. Floyhoya Mekabo Pnei Oviv Elopamachas Bashona. So what happened? The kid picked up the check on the first of the month and said goodbye to his father and didn't come back to the first of the next year to pick up the next check. So the whole year he didn't come to visit his father. Why I gotta come to my father for him? I have the money already. It's what did Melch do the next year? The Melch got angry. A whole year you don't come to say hello to me. What's going on here? Is Omad or Postak Maznaisa Bechol Yaim. The next year, nothing doing. I'm not giving you no $50,000 check. Every day, I'll give you a $100 check. Come to me every day, and I'll give you money. Face, $10. Much as you need for the day. But I'm not going to give it to you once a year. I want you to come to me every day. Menela, Vayimakabo, Pnei Yaviv, Kol Yaim, came out every single day. The son had to come to the father, said Shalom Aleichem, had to be nice to his father the whole year. So that's the svar. Is after you saw the same thing, Maklai Yisrael, Makosh Baruchum. Mishayeshloi Arbo Vechamisha Bonim. Somebody was living in the Midbar, and he had a family, he had four or five kids. Every day he was worried. Maybe the month, I'm not going to have food tomorrow. I only have food today to feed my kids. I don't know what I'm going to have tomorrow to eat. I have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he felt very bad. Maybe all my kids will die and starve to death. So what happened was, every single day, Kleisel had to have bitachin. They had to do tshuva like we had before, and they had to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single day, Klai Yisrael said there was coming on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had to rely on him. So that's what Hashem wanted. That's why Hashem gave him every single day the food, and not once a year. That's like we had before, that the man was mechaper on them. That here Klai Yisrael had to be talking and daven to Hashem, so that it did tshuva every single day to make sure they get food tomorrow. Dobarach, another pshat is, Shoyu oich l'noisoi tishu cham. Another reason, partial reason why Kodesh Baruch gave it to them every single day was it should be fresh. He wanted them to eat hot stuff every morning. Azoya gave it to them once a year, it'll be cold and stale. So Azoya gave them every single morning nice, fresh, hot bread, shmak. Dobarach, another pshat, a partial pshat also, Mifnei masu haderech, not to have to carry a load. As everybody's going to have a new caravan just to carry the load. Imagine you have to carry a year's stock of food in the midbar yet. It'll be hard to carry it. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu made it easy for them, Poshet Geret, that every single day you'll get what you need, it'll be easier for you. Right. Ukvar hoi Rabbi Tafrin, Rabbi Shmuel. uskenim yoshvim v'oiskin the pasha samon. As Reb Tafron and Bishol Zakenim were sitting down and they were learning through the pashas of the mon. Not that we just read through it. They want to know pshat in every single pasuk I'm going through here. Every single word there. What does the Torah mean? For Reb Elazar Amodoy Yoshev b'neim. Reb Elazar Amodoy was sitting between them. Nena Reb Elazar Amodoy. He answered and said something. V'yomar, he said like this. Mon sheyorod lehem liyisrael. The mon that came down in the midbar to the Klal Yisrael. Hoyegvoya shishamama. You know how tall it was every single day? It was 60 yamas tall. Pretty tall. That's 100, some sheet is 120 feet tall. That's how high it was. Is Omar Lo Reb Tafron, so Tafron said, Moidoi, ad mosa yata megaviv devorim, o mevi olenu. How long are you just going to throw words to us and like bring it in front of us? Megavli, you collect things together. Like you're collecting words together and giving it to us. In other words, where's your raya? How do you know this? He said, we don't know that. We learned through the Pasha. We didn't see this in the Chumash. How do you know to say the mon was punkt 60 amas tall? How do you know that? Shashi had mosa yata megav of dvor mevi aleinu yeminod mein lecho. How do you know this? Is Omolo, he answered him back, Omolo Rebbe, mikrani darish. I have a posha off on the posha that says like this. The posha says by the Mabul, that chomish esrei amo milmala govru hamayim. That 15 amas on top, we hold it means on top of the mountains, the water was above the mountains 15 amas. Vayechas tovarim, that the water was 15 amas above the tallest mountain. The kasha v'chi chomish esrei yama bi'emik. What do you mean above the mountains? You want to tell me it's 15 amas above the emik, the valley, or chomish esrei b'shvelu, the regular thing, chomish esrei b'horim. Avadi, it was 15 amas on the mountains, v'chimaya shura kaimi. Like, how could it just be the water could just be 15 amis above the mountain? Like, is the water piled up one row on top of another row? Hey, it's the water always sinks down to the bottom. V'yoid teva hechi sagi. Where was the teva? How did it get lifted up? Shrashi hech also the rosh horim. How did the teva get up to the top of the mountains? If you want to tell me that the pshat was the water was just 15 amis all over. On the bottom of the ground was 15 amas high. On top of the mountain was 15 amas high. How did it get up there? You know, some neistach, maybe you tell me the water was on a row on top of a row. But the kasher is then, how did the teva get up there? The teva was on the bottom on the ground. So on the ground that just came up 15 amas, how did it jump up to the top of the mountain? Did the waters have rows and rows of water? Ella the pshat was, the pasuk says, nifku ko minus toim rabba. That all the windows opened up. Nim the time rabbim. Ad the ashvu maya bahadi tura. Until mamish the water came down so much that it covered up to the top of the level of the mountain. Whereas all the ground was covered up with water up until the top of the mountain. So hodar, then the pasuk says, chomesh esrei yama malmala, govru hamayim. That the water then came up another 15 amis above all the mountains. Now, v'chieze midim aruba. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give more? Mid the toiva or mid the pronis? When Hashem does good to us, or when Hashem gives us punishment? Have yom avad resvar is mid the tuva or mid the pronis? That when Hashem does good to us, like here giving us the mon, He'll give us more mon than He gave us water when He brought down the marble. Now, by mid the pronis, by the marble, the pasuk says of yomer va'arubois hashemayim niftachum. A Kodesh Baruch Hu opened up the windows of shemayim. So aruba's good means up at least two windows. So Hashem opened up two windows upstairs to let all the water come down. Bemid the tuva here by the mon, Huwaim it says the posting until him Vayitzav Shchokim Mimual, Vidal Se Shemayim Posach, and Akash Baruch Hu opened up the door. Vayamtu Aleya Mon Lechol, Udagan Shemayim, Nosan Lomay. So here it's a lashon Hashem opened up the delis, the door. He opened up the door. Whereas by the marble he opened up two windows, and by the door, by the mon it says he opened up the door. Now kama sarubas yesh bedelis. How many windows do you have in the door? Arba. Yeah, four. Arbu arbo. Yeah, four. Harei kan shemoina. Eight. In other words, you have four sets, so you have eight altogether. So kum tesoyis. So the mon had four times more than it had by the marble. By the marble, it was only two windows. And by the mon here, it was eight windows. So that's four times as much. V'nimtzu, mon sheyorodem liyisrael, gevoya shishamama. So it has to come out now that the mon that came down was 60 amas tall. If by the mayim it was 15 amas taller, and that was only because of two windows, so here that Hashem used eight windows, four times as much, it came four times as much. So 4 times 15 is 30, is 60. Aye, Abis Amad, all right. That's all. That the mon was 4 times as much as this 15 amis, 60 amis. Tanya, Isi ben Yudu Aymer, mon sheyor v'hem li'Yisroel, hoya mizgaber v'oyla ad sheroya noisei kol malchim mizruch amarev. The mon came down in the midbar so tall that all the malachim from all over could see the mon. Shalem al-Apostik says, Tarech lefona shulchan neged tzoroi. The Kosh Baruch Hu made his shulchan, made the mon, neged tzoroi, connected all the malachim, all the enemies of Klai Yisrael, they were able to see the mon. That's how tall it was. So according to this mon, maybe it was even more than 60 yamas tall. But even 60 is also enough. It was 120 yamas high, 120 feet high, so all the other malachim could come and see, they were able to see the mon. Then the Apostle says, Kaisi Revoya, Omer Abaya, Shema Mino, Kosa de David, Lyolma de Yossi, that David the Melech's Kais that he's going to have, Mitzhashem Lassa Lavoi, is Mosayin v'Yesrin v'Chag Luga, Machzik. You know how big that Kais is going to be? It's going to hold 221 Lug. And our Kais that we have now is Revias Halug. That's our Kais. Our big Kiddush cup right now is Revias Halug. It's his Kais that he's going to have, is going to hold 241 Alugim. Shenem, the Apostle says, Kaisi Revoya. Is Revoya b'Gematria Hachi? It's Gematria 221. For the Gemara, Holei Damia, Hos not Kashin out. Good. So how you learn out the Mon from the Mabul? Hosam b'Aboyin Yomim. There, the Mabul came down 40 days. So maybe 40 days you'll get 15 Amis high from two windows. Abahocha Chodesh Oso. Here the mon came down in 1 hour, a short time. In the morning, like the mon came down, didn't come down for one day. We're talking about each day, every day, the mon came down for that day alone. How much time does it take the mon to come down? The door was open in Shemayim, in the Chveis for an hour, maybe 5 minutes, maybe even. So what's the sushtel? By the Mabul, the windows were open, two windows were open for 40 days. So that's how much rain came down. But here, true, you have a whole door open there, for eight windows, but it's only open for a few minutes. So what's the sushtel? Another kasha the other way, maybe. Hosam l'chuli alma. Maybe the other way, though. The Mabul was on the whole world, the Mabul. So you had to have a lot of water. Hochol Yisrael l'chudei. For nofesh l'tzvei. But maybe here, the mon only came down for the Yidin. And the only mamish in the midbar, only this gimel mach, the machna, which was only three pasois. So maybe it could be much higher then. The Svar Pufa cared. By the Mabul, you had to put the water on the whole world. It only went 15 amas high. Mashiach, and here, the mon came down only one small place. Maybe it'll come much, much higher. So the kiss you can't learn out from the Mabul. And the Gemara, Rabbi Leza Maidoi, Psicha Psicha Gomer. True, he has the Gzera Shova. It's not just Amin Svarim. It says Pesach here, it says Pesach there, so that's the Gzera Shova. But just like there, the Pesach of two windows made 15 Amis, so here the Pesach of a door, which is eight windows, makes four times as much, makes 60. Yeah. Right, the Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, Osav Achila. On Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink, we're not allowed to sicha, rechitza, nilas asandom, and tashma shamita. For the Gemara, hani chamish enuyin k'neged mi. How do we know these? How do we know, where do we learn out to say there are five enuyin, five things that are rosa? For the Gemara, Rav Chizda, k'neged hei enuyin shema Torah. Because the Torah says five times the word enuy. So therefore, we learn out five different things. Like we said, a lot of Rishonim, Rashi, Sheet, there is only Midi Rabbonin. So as an Asmach there from these other Inuyim, that there are other things that are also only Midi Rabbonin. And the Ran Sheet that brings down, no, it's also Midi Raisa. And the Rabbonin have a right to explain what exactly the Isser is. But it says five times, Uve Osar, the Yachvi Osar, Shabbos Shabbosoin, Ushavash, Ushabbos Shabbosoin, V'Yisr Lechem. So, Hani Chamisha Heaven, Fred Gemara, V'Yanan Shisa Tanan. And now Mishnah says six, and here you only have five psukim like. So how do you learn out six things? And the Gemara, shtiyah v'chlal achila. Our Mishnah says true achila, and shtiyah really it's one. Because shtiyah drinking is always included in achila. The Yomar Resh Lakish, minayin l'shtiyah shi v'chlal achila. How do we know this yisoid? That shtiyah drinking something is included in achila. When the Torah says lashon of achila, it also means drinking. Shenem the Pesuk says, V'yochalto l'fnei Hashem l'kecham, ma'isa de goncha tirochcha v'yitzarecha. It says you should eat in front of Hashem your meiser of dogen, that's the grains, tirosh, that's the wine, v'yitzah, that's the oil. Now how do you eat wine? How do you eat the oil? Tirosh chamruhu. L'chura tirosh means wine. So l'chura you drink wine. The korah lev yachalta. And the pasuk says v'yachalta. So mashma, the Torah says lashon, v'yachalta included in achila is also shtiyah. Shtiyah drinking is b'chlal achila. For the Gemara Mimai, how do you know this? V'dilma di'achli adeya nigrun. Maybe no, maybe eat it. You know, you put the liquid into food and eat it like food, maybe eating it. Drashia nigrin, min michael, shenoisna boyayim. Maybe it's like a food that you put wine into. Well, the kamma makaimishina put the sefta, nigrin, and alzino, shenoisna boyayim, v'shemen. You put wine and oil into this. That's like vegetable soup. So you put wine inside it. So it could be an achila. Maybe the Torah says you should eat it with other food. The yama rabba vashmuel, a nigrin. What does a nigrin mean? A gzunta vegetable soup. Maya de silkum. That's the water of beets. Or whatever silkum means. Ach zigrun, that means maya de kulishalki. That's the water of vegetables, of cooking a lot of vegetables together. So the kids say, maybe you have the wine in the vegetables here, soup, and that's the way it's called an achila. So from this pasuk of Yechat, of Nei Hashem Lekecha, you have the right, the pasuk is talking about achila of drinking wine. Maybe the pasuk says an achila of eating wine, and you put the wine into food. So where's the raya that when the Torah says achila, it's included shtiyah, shtiyah is a part of achila. Elo amar av achor bar Yaakov, mehocha, from here. The pasuk says, v'nosato hakesev v'chol asher tavo nafshechem. When you have maisi sheni, and it's grown outside Yerushalayim, so lochem is allowed to be poidrit, you can take your maisi sheni, your bunches of apples, and be poidrit them, and take the money to Yerushalayim. And when you come to Yerushalayim, you have to buy with the money of maisi sheni, you have to buy food. So you have to buy with it either meat or else wine and shecher and beer. So the more shecher shtiyahu, shecher out of something you drink. And the pasuk says v'yachalta. The end of the pasuk says v'yachalta shom. The pasuk is talking about that you buy yain v'shecher. So shecher who means something that it's. Shecher doesn't mean beer. Shecher means strong wine that you get shecher from. But I call upon him something that you drink, and the pasuk says v'yachalta. Fretting more, no. Mimai. Dil mahochina mediachle adeya nigrun. Right? And maybe this wine you're drinking, duch food. So you're eating the food, that's the way you're eating the wine. Fretting more, shecher ksiv. Midi de meshaker. The meshaber. It means something that's strong that makes you shecher. And if you eat it, duch drinking, duch eating it, you don't become shikr that way, like Rashi says. V'yein shikr zerach achila. If you take wine and put it into food and eat it with food, you don't become shikr that way. The way you become shikr is drink the strong wine, but drink it, not eat it. So it's mashmi, you're drinking the wine, and still the pasuk says v'yachalta. So mashmi, drinking, is included in the lashon of yachalta eating. But you might know, v'dilma devela kilis. We're talking about special type of dvela, special type of figs that comes from Kela, that if you eat a lot of them, itaka makes you shikr. Netanya, ochal dvela kilis. If somebody eats these types of figs that comes from Kela, figs. Kela dvela kilis. Some eat these figs that comes from Kela. V'shosa dvash, and he drinks honey. V'chol of a milk. When nichtas the migdish and it comes into the base of migdish, you should know chayiv.